This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, Fishing Shows Limited, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, Galveston right now. It's 53 down on the island, and looks like a great day. Plentiful sunshine, high of 61. Northeast winds will be 5 to 10. And then for tonight, clear skies with a low of 53, southeast winds 5 to 10. And then tomorrow, sunny again, along with a few afternoon clouds kind of settling in with a high of 64. Southeast winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three of them. It looks like we're going to have a high at about 4:51 a.m. It's an 0.8. Then we have a low at 11:54 a.m. and a negative 0.3, and a high at 7:01 p.m. and 0.7. 7:08 a.m. at sunrise, 5:58 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 6%, coming off of a new moon. And currently, looks like all the water temps are up right at 55 to 56 degrees throughout the bay right now. There is not much wind up at Morgan's Point. It looks like kind of a southwest wind at about 2, and down at the North Jetty, 2 miles per hour. San Luis Pass out of the north at 2. Offshore, it's southwest at 4. So it's pretty much variable, though, rollover site, southwest at about 3. So speaking of rollover, I thought I saw yesterday where they may be starting construction on that pier that they've been promising for however many years now, and just getting around to it. So, anyway, let's slide over east of town and check in with Captain Bill Watkins and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's up, bud?
Well, I guess I didn't get a call on my other phone.
We tried calling on it, and it just went straight to voicemail.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here looking at it.
Yeah, I texted you and said we called, but no answer.
Okay, well, I'm here on this one.
Well, we got you anyway. phone's a
phone,
I guess.
My wife walked in here and snarled at me and said, "Here it is."
Uh-oh.
Shoot. So, hey, we're good. Let's just run at it.
There you go. What's going on over your way, man?
Well, everything's working like it's supposed to.
Right.
Caught a bunch of fish the other day, and water temperature was right at 53 to 54 when we quit, and sun had popped out, and hey, everything's rolling on. I didn't catch many trout, but caught two nice trout, and you know, 15, 17 inches, and about 30 redfish, all sizes.
Right.
Every kind of a size you can imagine. I did have to go to several different spots, and some had no redfish, and some had redfish. Yeah. You know, we could catch four to five in a spot, and maybe one in another spot, and just kept moving, and accumulated a nice mess of redfish, and I think we wound up keeping eight.
Yeah.
I think. Eight redfish, and the guys caught lots of fish though, and that's what makes the trip go.
Yes, sir.
Is catching a lot of them. Everybody likes bites and pulls.
I'm with you.
It's all about catching fish.
It's what we go for, is to get bit.
That's what we go for. You're exactly right. No, don't ever let anybody fool themselves. It's what they go for. There's a rare person out there that's looking for a giant trout on every trip, but most of us just want to feel that thump on the end of the line and hook up.
Right.
Yeah. So we did really well, but supposed to go again Sunday. Yeah, hopefully this weather will cooperate. It's supposed to be nice, like 48 to 70. That would be okay with me.
Yeah, the temperatures for next week are looking nice and warm.
Good. I might have another trip too. Got some guys that want to go, so we'll see if we can't put it together. I've already had two call me and canceled on Friday. I couldn't even believe that. But you ever notice how you can't keep your tail lights working?
Oh, and, yeah.
I mean, I've got some pretty nice, I mean, they're $25 a pop, these things, for each side. And they're LEDs and sealed and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I've got some of those $80 or $90 a pair jobs, and nine times out of ten on these aluminum trailers, you got to pull the light off. If you can get it off, sometimes when you tighten them up, you can't tighten, you know, unloosen them anymore. That pan bolt in, you know, that fits through your frame, it'll start spinning inside, and so you just got to tear the whole light off, put a new one on.
Yep.
But I'll have to take that light off, give me a little hand grinder, and grind all the metal surface down good, and then mount it back on there, and then put your ground back on, and then it works again. It's always something.
Most of the time, it's the ground, but even
90% of the time, you can bank on that little white ground wire being your culprit.
That's right. Even if that works, then the next thing that happens is heat shrink tubing.
Yeah.
Those heat shrink straight splices.
Uh-huh.
They'll even fail.
What I do is when I put new ones on, I'll use liquid tape and then put my heat shrink, slide it over there, and melt it around that too. So I got double protection as far as water and corrosion getting in where you made that splice, you know, with a butt connector.
Yeah. There you go. I use,
you fight it all the time. I mean,
yeah, It never stops. I go out there the other day to hook those lights up late in the evening. I hooked the lights up, and one of them was barely blinking on. I always go on my caution lights and walk back there and look at it. And one of them was barely blinking and didn't have any steady light at all.
Yeah.
And I got to inspecting that light, and it's not 6 months old. And I'm looking at it, and there was a little tiny crack, about 3-inch crack across the face of that thing. And somehow, even though it's a sealed unit, it got in there. And somehow, I don't know, you know, and I've got angle brackets that protect the light from any kind of impact off the road. It's just like, what? And this late in the evening, I can't fix this. Hell, I got it working good enough to, you know.
Just that little crack will let just enough moisture to get in there. It's going to find it. You know, it's going to ruin
it.
Remember the old timers? Back in the old days, they'd unplug their taillights before they backed them in. I said, why are y'all doing that? Well, we don't want to blow the bubs out. I said, well... They're not waterproof? Well, no. I said, well, it doesn't even matter. If they're not waterproof, they're not going to last 2 weeks anyway.
No.
Hey, why even bother?
No. Yeah.
But there's nothing waterproof when it comes to fishing, man. Nothing.
No, and salt water is a whole different animal. But you'll find
corrosive.
They'll finally go out even if it's fresh water. That's an issue, too.
I have the trouble of the last few years. I don't know what it is. Somebody doesn't like me or something, but they always kick out one of my taillights while it's parked in the parking lot.
Well, at least they're not slashing your tires, buddy.
Well, don't give me any ideas.
Like, yeah, hush my mouth.
Hey, I order those lights. I just order two pair at a time.
Yeah, I usually buy a left and a right in a package.
Yeah, and then I'll buy a backup because you won't you'll need it when the next one goes out, and it you don't want to wait.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at that, replacing taillights, working on that stuff.
Yeah. Heck yeah, I'm good at it.
Got all my right butt splicers and liquid tape and shrink wrap. I mean, all of it.
Yeah, if you can't work on stuff like that, you can't be a fishing guide. There's just no way. You'll be at the boat shop constantly, you know, and usually they put you in line, and that line might be really long.
Yeah, the waiting list is incredible. That's the last place you want to leave your boat, unless you just have to.
Yep. So that's the way that is, but...
Being without a boat is almost as bad as being without a truck.
Yeah. Either way, you're dead in the water.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, that's not gonna, hopefully not gonna happen. But you know, one morning I got in the truck, and it was a hot morning, and I jumped in there and turned that key on. And it just went tick, 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 tick. And I went, oh, no. You know?
Battery.
And then last year, I bought a Walmart battery in February. And in late November, it went out. 1 year battery didn't make it a year.
Yeah. Well, that's par for the course.
And I'm afraid to buy a lithium-ion battery for the main battery. I'm not real sure about that. I've got one for my trolling motor, and it's working really good. But who knows? There's only so many ways you can go, and there's no answer to. You can't just put it in there and forget it. And don't even think about it, because next time you do that, you're going to get caught with your britches down. So it's a constant effort to keep up a boat. And if you let it sit for 2 or 3 months during the winter, I promise you it ain't going to work. Something's not going to work on that boat when you go to use it again.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't matter whether it's the fanciest bass boat in the world, $125,000 Ranger, it doesn't matter. Something's not going to work. It's a constant maintenance issue.
It is.
The more electronics you have, the more problems you
More problems you're going to have. That's exactly right. Corrosion, everything.
You just about need a guy, a gearhead type mechanic that can fix everything to work on those electronics. And if you've got 4 12-inch or 14-inch screens, and I've seen them bigger than that, mounted up on the bow and on the dash of the boat, you're gonna have nothing but issues finally. And salt water, son, you just can't do that. It just ain't gonna happen.
That's why I'm real liberal with WD-40. I spray it on everything, whether it needs it or not. I just get crazy with that stuff.
Yeah, just drink it.
That's it. I hadn't tried that yet. That's about the only thing I hadn't done with WD is drink it. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Let me come back at you. I'll be right back, buddy. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, anything, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building and family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40, and they can host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
All right, I'm back with you.
I was looking at some of those weights down there in that Port Mansfield, that Saltwater Legends Series tournament. And
what are they doing down there? How's
good fish. Day one trout stringers. You got Kovar, Lively, and Burnett. They had a 745, a 615, and a 615. How about that? Two trout exactly the same. They had 1975 for three trout. And then you got Barton, Jordan, and Sweeney right behind them with 1848. And then Land, King, and Wells right behind them with 1847. And
sure would like to know what they're fishing with.
Well, let's... they're artificials, and I'm sure
that's
there's a lot.
That's for them to know and us to find out.
Well, that's right, and I'm sure there's a lot of corkies being thrown. Soft plastics, and hey, a combination of everything. These guys throw it all, so it's...
I had four guys in a boat the other day, and I don't talk about treble hooks when...
when you got that many, now stay away from
them.
If you have,
I think
can help
really
it.
That I could have caught some trout on a mirror lure or a porky, or there's several different things would have worked. Lay, but you know, four guys in a boat throwing, you know, and I didn't even pick my rod up hardly. I just watched, and
man, I'm surprised I made it through the 80s, because that's about all we had was multi-hook baits like that. You know, soft plastics were just breaking in, and, man,
yeah.
You got all them knuckleheads in one boat, all of them slinging mirror lures everywhere, and, you know, with three treble hooks on them. There was a lot of hooking going on.
Then you got the guys that use long leaders on their braid. They put braid on the baitcaster, and they've got them 20-pound leaders. If you get hit upside the head with a treble hook on that, you're just it's lights out.
The knockout punch.
I mean, tell you, just dodging one hook. Whew, man, you just got to be careful. And I don't care if you got a 25-foot low-profile boat. It doesn't matter. If you put that many people in the boat chunking, you just might as well duck.
Now, you always got a side armor.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to sling it sideways. I try to put him in the back, and he can sling it over the top of the motor after he knocks a few chips out of the paint on the cowling.
Yeah, that happens, and then he breaks his rod on the power pole.
Well, yeah. A lot of times you got one of those, I'll just let the power pole about halfway down, you know.
Yes, that's exactly what you have to do. Just let it dip in the water a little bit.
Oh, man. A lot.
Yeah, I've got that one-year-old outboard, and it's got several paint chips knocked out of it. Man, you hear that whack?
What a mess.
Oh, yeah. And you get one guy that hooks the windshield or the console rail. These guys didn't hit anything, but they sure come close to hooking each other.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
One of them said, "Hey, man, you almost got me." I said, "Oh, phew." Then I felt the wind off of the tail going by my ear.
Yeah, I was just fixing to bring that up. You know, that's and then you Then you tell them, they get offended by it. I said, man, you just barely missed my ear. You sure about that? I said, yeah. I felt the wind off of it, and I heard it streaming by. Sound like a bullet whizzing by.
The sonic boom.
Yeah.
It's like a bullwhip. Some of those little plastic tails snap when they go by if you're close enough to them. Oh, man.
Well, I guess getting hit in the head with a lure is better than a big old giant popping cork rig.
Oh, golly, yeah. And they're long every time.
I had a guy pull up to me one day and said, Mister, you think you can get this hook out of my head? The shrimp that had a treble hook buried in the top of his head, and the shrimp was still flipping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had that happen to me. It was a live pogie about 23 years ago. Young man from college and his dad. And I said, hey, come up here and see if it's see if that hook is past the barb. I mean, I saw stars. It hit me with a sinker and everything else. Little Carolina rig, and he walks up there, and he said, yeah, and he passed out. Just passed out and fell over on the deck. I thought he was killed. His dad goes, oh, he can't stand the sight of blood. I said, well, you're going to have to go get that hook out of my head. He said, no problem. I told him how to do the string trick, and, you know, there's no way I could have felt around back up there in my ball spot and figured out how to get that string around there and get it lined up, pop it out.
Right.
Maybe I could have if it had been desperate, but that young man actually passed out. He just slumped over on the ice chips and just passed out. He was useless for a while.
Man, years ago I had a group and came in and I was cleaning their fish. And one guy got all queasy and turned white and got clammy and fell out right there at the dock. And his buddies told him, yeah, he can't stand the sight of blood. I said, well, he needs to go sit in the car while we clean these fish. I said, man, he could have hit his head on something and hurt himself real bad, you know. Just,
yeah.
He was watching me carve him trout up and just passed out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could tell stories like that. I could tell stories like that for hours. It's unbelievable what people do.
Yeah, they're in the wrong hobby outdoors. Blood and guts. That's they can't take it. They may want to try something else, or just catch and release only until somebody gets hooked. I've seen other guys in the boat get faint and almost pass out when they see their buddies got a hook in them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot. I guess I must have been made out of pretty strong stock.
It's just the way you're raised, you know? You're around.
That's right.
Since you're a little kid, it's second nature.
Oh, yeah. To it. I've been watching animals get killed from the time fish, from the time I was 2 years old on.
Blood and guts.
You know, yep. They were killing them hogs, and butchering hogs, you know. In the fall, we'd always butcher them big hogs my uncle had. And after that was over with, we wound up, you know, killing his own hogs. It was wild in the woods after they passed the stock law. So we were just, you know, country people just have it better. They get associated with stuff like that from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know, branding cows and all that kind of stuff. you just get used to it. If you're a little squeamish about it, it'll soon pass.
Running a pair of Bordizios.
Yeah.
Castrating cattle, you know, that's country stuff.
Yeah, that's the way it works. We always castrated the boar hogs.
Yeah.
That was a procedure that they did not like. And they didn't would really. No, heck no.
Don't think
when
so.
When them big old Catahoula cur dogs would get a hold of their ear and throw them down.
Yeah.
They didn't like that either. They should have just go ahead and just give up and laid over on their side and waited, you know. All that chewing on those ears, I've seen them dogs chew a hog's ear completely off.
Good Lord.
I mean, oh, man. And there's old no ear of the sow, old no ear of the boar.
Boy, Hillman sent me some photos the other night, pretty graphic, of a buddy of his, is a friend of a friend that does that hogs and dogs hunting at night, and a hog got a hold of him and chewed him up, buddy.
Oh, shoot.
Pretty bad. I'll text them to you when I think about it.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's a dangerous sport.
Hey, man, you know, it is. Going there with a knife to cut the throat, and the hog gets loose from the dogs and gets all over you. That hog's already, he's wound up. He's mad. He's ready to rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a hog will tear you up, man. They're bad.
They are.
They get you down on the ground, you're really in trouble.
Yes. They'll rip you from one end to the other. And you think them tushes is dull? No, they're not.
Not with the force of a hog neck and head behind it. Yep. How strong a hog's neck's got to be?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's all he's got to fight with, you know, his head and neck with his tusk.
Hey, you got to trust your dog's good enough.
You bet.
When he goes in and gets that hog down, you've got to be able to jump on the barrel of that hog and tape his mouth closed and tie his feet. I mean, that takes some cold nerve.
Yeah.
That's just like El Toro going against the bull.
Yeah.
I decided I didn't like that game too much.
Nah.
I've done it several times, and it's just like, If that thing gets loose on you, that dog loses his grip, and then... They got some really good dogs out there, but man, oh man. Yeah, I was with some guys one time. Young man had the hog down on the ground. He jumped on him, about 150-pound boar. And he said, come here and help me. And I said, I'm videoing. He said, throw that cell phone in
Drop
the mud.
That camera. And come over
here. I went over there and jumped on him. Yeah, me and him both on that hog, and I'm not able to move near as fast as I used to.
No.
So when we get through taping the hog and cutting him and earmarking him and cutting his tail off and all the procedure that you go through, and he says, okay, now who's going to release the hog? I said, well, I can't climb a tree my age.
No.
And his dad said, I'm not going to climb a tree. So he said, you're going to have to do it, boy. Young man, about 25. He's sitting on that hog, you know. He said, let's drag him over here close to a tree that you can climb.
Exactly.
And when he unloosed that hog, buddy, I mean, that hog got mad. And he had run him up a tree right there by him. And of course, he could climb real good, you know. So that hog stayed there under that tree for 10 minutes. And then he finally gave up and wandered off. He said, I want you, buddy.
Boy, howdy.
I want a piece of you. Just come down.
Yeah, that.
Oh, boy.
All right, man. Well, Bill, I'm going to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you at Sabine, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
409-673-9211. And right. We've got fish to catch.
Yes, we do. All right, brother.
Thank
you, Bill. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Later. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and their archives so you can see patterns over time. Along with their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. That'll save you a ton of money. So go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:38 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Lake Conroe now. Let's talk with our good friend, the fish dude, Richard Tosh. Richard, good morning. What's up, bud?
Not a lot, Mickey. Thanks for the temperature.
A little cool?
Good. Oh, my goodness. I've been seeing anywhere from 33 to right now it's 39 at the marina, so it's like good night. I mean, that done got cold again, but it's supposed to warm up throughout the day, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm all next week, too.
That's ain't nothing wrong with that. That ain't going to hurt my feelings at all.
We're just getting these little fronts now. You can have them Arctic Blast. They can leave them up in Canada. I don't want any more of them.
I heard that. I don't mind it being this cool, but, man, it's got to warm up a little bit more. I'd like to see it. You know, about 45 or 50 anyway, so start off the morning and then warm up later on in the day. But that's all right. I was over at the river this morning, really surprised me. That river ain't running, so
goodness.
I know. It's actually down about normal, so it's like goodness. The creek up in Harmon Creek is kind of running out a little bit, but not a whole lot. I figured out that local rain we had, be a little bit more water in there than that, but it wasn't bad at all this morning, so it's all good. And man, these guys are catching the heck out of these fish over here on Conroe. I mean,
well, they are.
Man, I tell you what, but if you look at the average weight, you know, they're only averaging right around 2 pounds, so they're not, I mean, they're catching a bunch of them. Caney Creek is going to be rough for a little while.
A lot of 3 to 5 pound bass, they say, they've been catching, and, you know, it's a numbers deal. It's not really it is a big bass tournament, but it's, you know, the importance of a big one isn't as much. Numbers are the name of the game in this deal.
Yeah, and that MLF, that's what it is. It's all about numbers because they can do the catch, weigh, and release right there in the boat and stuff like that. But, you know, so far, Terry Scroggins had a 9.5 the first day, and then there's somebody else had a 6-something yesterday, and then, you know, but if you look at their average weights, like I say, 2.5 pounds is a average, but they're catching a bunch of fish. So yeah. I was talking with Skeet Reese yesterday because I'm going to buy his tour boat he's got right now. I will own it in November or so. So it's I decided I got over my midlife crisis and that 20-foot boat that I got. So I got that 20-footer, and I call it my midlife crisis because I went from that 21, which was a Cadillac, down to that 20-footer, which is like a Corvette. So I got, you know, I went from big and comfortable to short and fast, and I decided I like that big and comfortable better.
Yes.
So I'm going to get back to that big and comfortable boat anyway as far as bass boats concerned. So it's all good, but man, I tell you what, like I say, they are over in Caney Creek where all that grass is, they are wearing it out. I mean, it's amazing to see how many people's sitting in there, and they're all catching fish. That's what's even better. I mean, every dang one of them's catching fish.
Mm.
But it's and then chatterbait, oh my gosh, you're not gonna be able to find a chatterbait anywhere, because that's most of them are catching them on them dang chatterbaits over there and the creek right now. That and some of them are catching them on spinnerbaits, but not very many. But majority of them chatterbaiting, and they're catching the heck out of them. So
what kind of worm are they putting on them?
Well, you know, they're using a little swim bait for the most part on the back of them. You know, right. like me, I would put a swim bait, one of the bass assassin swim baits, or their little whoopaw crawl on there is what I would put on there. You know, that whoopaw crawl has a lot of action on the back of it, but they're getting that paddle tail swim bait for the most part is what a lot of them are using. So it creates that thump on the back whenever they're fishing through that grass. And, you know, the thing is that grass is not very deep. It's, you know, it's about a foot under the surface right now. So they're kind of, a lot of them are making shorter casts, trying to keep it above the grass, because you make a long cast, it just buries up in it. So make a few of them shorter casts and keep blinking around, and you'll get them. I mean, that's one of the things. And what's really showing is these the scopers that are just exclusively scopers, when they're not doing any good except for on the periods that they're allowed to, that one period that they're allowed to
get
use
one period to do it. Yeah,
right. So it's showing the true fishermen from the exclusive scopers, because it's, you know, like a buddy of mine that I fish with up in Arkansas, Spencer Sheffield, he's one of the better scopers out there, but he can also fish, because he finished off the day in third. Yesterday, finished off in second, and I think they reset today because they're going to the top 20 today. Then they drop down to the top 10. So,
top 10 tomorrow, right?
Top 10 tomorrow, so they'll only be 10 of them out. So it's a
knockout round.
It's fun. Knockout round. It's fun to watch them out there. And you know, I stayed off the water. I wouldn't get out there in them. You know, this morning we're going to hybrid fish and catfish, so I'm not going to be in their way at all. So that's the main thing. But I wanted to get out and look at them, but there were so many of them ganged up in them creeks. I decided, you know, I'm going to stay out and just leave them alone, because I'll just get in their way, and I don't want to do that. That's one of the things, you know, because with, you know, like I say, over in Caney Creek, I think, somebody, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Nick LeBrun or somebody. He's leading it. He, I think he counted like 28 boats right there, just within sight. Right. That's in about a half mile section. There was 28 boats. So there's, like I say, they're working that grass over in that creek, but there's dang many fish in there. I mean, good night. And they're catching them all. And then, like the first day, I noticed Mark Davis, he was way up north in Wildwood Shores. I think he caught every fish out of that little spot up there, because, you know, it's a bunch of Wildwood Shores up there on the north end. It's just a bunch of canals, a bunch of man-made canals.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting in the top 10 the first day. But like I say, I think he caught every fish out of there, because most of those are they're resident fish, and they just live there, you know.
Right.
And then so yesterday he dropped down. I didn't even see where he had dropped down to. But if he's gonna have to get out of that area, there ain't no doubt, because it's those fish. Once you catch them, they don't recover very very quick up there. It takes them a week or so to recover in that little spot. Just because there's just not that many in there. But like I say, I think he caught every dang one of them in that area, because he was getting, you know, I forget how many he caught total up there, like 35 or 40 of them out of there. But that's, you know, that's a good number of them for that particular area. But nothing, you know, nothing was real big. And that's, I always look at the average weights on these things, because if they get a 3-pound average, they're doing real good. And that's what I was expecting they'd do. But we're not quite where the fish are ready to spawn yet. We need about another 2 to 3 weeks for them to get really loaded up and stacked up, and those bigger ones start moving up in those areas that they're fishing.
Right.
So, it, you know, it's one of those things where in about 3 weeks or so, those fish that they're catching right now, the size is going to get a lot bigger, just because it's that time of year. I mean, you know, water temperatures are getting right. Everything's everything's getting right and settling in. So it's, and they're anticipating that the spring coming. So it's one of those things. So it's going to be fun to see what happens over the next few weeks. But I can almost tell you one place that I'm not going to be fishing for a while, and that's going to be in Caney Creek, because there's going to be so many people over there fishing. It's unreal. I mean, after this deal gets over with, all the local guys, I've noticed quite a few of them been out there. You know, when I was down here yesterday, kind of waiting for Skeet to come in and talk to him about that boat, I've noticed a lot of the local guys that were out following them around, and a lot of the local tournament guys. So yeah. I know that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to scout them out some areas where they see people catching fish. But
right,
that's the thing is, once you know where the big ones are, you stick with those patterns. They're always going to do the same things. That's one thing about Conroe. If you want to catch big ones, you go for big ones. If you want to catch numbers, you just got to go for numbers, you know. And that's yeah. I'm the guy that goes for the big fish. You know, I don't really care for the numbers. I want the big ones. You know, give me 4 to 8 pound, 4 to 8 pound fish. I'm good with it.
Aren't we all?
I hear you.
I feel your pain. All right, man. I got to roll out of here. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe, Richard, give them some info, bud.
All right, Mickey, you want to get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
You got it. All right, see you, man. Take care, Richard.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later. All right, now let's run down Matagorda Way, check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie Paradosky, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, brother. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to fight these elements today and see if these fish will eat.
Well, it looks like a nice element. A little high pressure, but, you know, sun's going to be out. Be a nice day. Not a lot of wind.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about, is not enough wind to move, to drift.
I think they were calling for maybe an east wind about 5 to 10.
As long as we can move, we'll catch some fish. But, you know, that dead calm stuff, I don't like that. Tomorrow should really be good.
Right.
Should have a good breeze. But anyway, it blew here yesterday. That place is like a ghost town down here. I guess a lot of them are down south at that tournament.
They're down in Port Mansfield. You bet.
Yeah,
50
some those guys. But they caught him yesterday.
They did, but I heard the overall bite, it was kind of off, you know. But they caught a lot of nice fish, you know, in the mid sevens, seven halves, 7 pounders, sixes. So maybe today, all those eight and nines and tens we've been hearing about, somebody will catch one.
I'm sure one of them is going to get a good one.
Yeah.
It's some good fishermen in that deal.
Yeah, the cream of the crop there, buddy.
Yeah. But, we got a lot of fish around here, Mickey. Just catch the right weather days. And, you know, the same old story. They're not everywhere. But,
right.
Plenty of fish to catch. You can get lucky and catch a big one.
East northeast wind about 5 to 10 today is what they're calling for.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I can make that work.
But there's not much wind right now at this minute.
Yeah. I got a feeling that's going to be a problem. I don't
see
a lot of
everywhere the way it's looking.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. There's not much to report. There hadn't been a lot of people fishing, but the guys that know what they're doing, with few's been out, they've been doing pretty good. But, you know, first 2 weeks of February have always been good around here when you get the right weather for it. So.
Well, today's the first day of February. I'm glad January's gone.
Man, 1 month gone already. Jesus.
Yeah.
Time is flying by, isn't it?
It is. Days get shorter. Nights are shorter. Months are like weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see any long-range forecasts of any bad weather coming.
No. On the high ground next week, they're calling for low 80s, 80, 81, 82. You know, Houston area, it would be cooler on the coast due to the water temps, but still going to be nice, very nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably going to pull a south wind, make it warm like that.
Probably be dealing with a little fog, too, by midweek.
That's possible. That's possible.
Yeah. Well, same old time. Time goes on the same stuff every year. Just got to deal with it and figure out the right place to fish and go after them. That's what we're going to do.
I know. That's y'all's game. The game you boys play.
You fishing this week?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Yep, well.
We are too. I've had luck this year. All my fishing days, just, man, foul weather gets me every time.
I know. But weather's what we deal with.
So true. All right, buddy. Yes, well, I thought I'd check in this morning and see what's up, brother.
Same old stuff, Mickey. We're still hanging in there.
All right, brother. We'll throw out a number. Somebody wants to come to Matagorda and hang out and fish with you, man.
Cell phone 713-725-2401.
That'll work. All right, Charlie. You have a good day, buddy. Good talking to you. See you, man.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience. And they can support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.